The New Science of Psychedelics for Brain Health. Summary: could psychedelics be the brain's next breakthrough medicine? New science reveals how they rewire neurons and calm inflammation for long-lasting brain health benefits. Full article key points. Psychedelics can trigger neuroplasticity, rewiring brain circuits for lasting benefits. New research shows psychedelics may calm inflammation and support immune balance. These effects could extend psychedelic therapy beyond mental health into neurodegeneration. Unlike opioids or alcohol, psychedelics may offer brain healing without addiction risks. If we traveled back 16,500 years to visit North America during the Ice Age, research suggests we would see our ancestors making use of psychedelic mushrooms. From cacti in ancient Mexico to ergot fungi in ancient Greece, psychedelics have been part of human rituals and culture since the early days of recorded history. Despite thousands of years of use, psychedelic molecules remain highly contentious, even as modern research substantiates their potential to create enduring benefits to brain function. Part of this reflects a lack of cultural and governmental acceptance of mind-altering molecules, while other reservations stem from concern around the specific effects and side effects of psychedelics. But two new insights into how psychedelics influence our brains present opportunities for us to understand and expand the potential benefits of these powerful substances. 1. Psychedelics can rewire the brain for health. Our brains change with every moment of the day, a concept called neuroplasticity. Among the most powerful ideas in recent neuroscience is the discovery that neuroplasticity correlates with specific brain changes, and that these changes are majorly influenced by our daily decisions. This, coupled with the learning that neuroplasticity is impaired or affected in brain conditions, ranging from depression to traumatic brain injury, TBI, to dementia, means that interventions to target neuroplasticity may hold incredible promise for brain health. We are now learning that psychedelics may be especially potent activators of healthy neuroplasticity. Psychedelics, by definition, transiently influence states of consciousness. When researchers explored the neurobiological mechanism behind this alteration, they narrowed in on neurotransmitters, and particularly a receptor for serotonin called the 2A receptor. Imaging studies revealed that more activation of this receptor correlated with a more intense psychedelic trip, and the serotonin receptor pathways were, and are still seen as central to the mechanism of action of classic psychedelic drugs like LSD, psilocybin, and DMT. However, it's now well established that the effects of even a single dose of a psychedelic on mental health last much longer than the active trip state. If we think and feel differently months afterward, it seems logical that neuroplasticity must be at play. This has prompted researchers to explore psychedelic-induced alterations in neuroplasticity as a central mechanism for the benefits associated with their use. Indeed, a growing body of research supports the role of psychedelic molecules in promoting neuroplasticity across cell, animal, and some clinical studies. This appears to be a function of their effects on the serotonin 2A and sigma-1 receptors in our cells. If psychedelics work as neuroplasticity-inducing agents, their potential use cases could be expanded to multiple brain states beyond depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Neuroplastic deficits are known to occur in dementia, Parkinson's disease, post-stroke, in epilepsy and more, providing a host of potential disease targets for these medicines. 2. Psychedelics may benefit immunity and mitigate inflammation. The knowledge that psychedelics could impact immunity has existed since the early 1970s, but the specifics are only recently being elucidated. Along with their effects on neuroplasticity, psychedelic-induced alterations in the immune system provide a potential mechanism linking their use with enduring changes in brain function. This stems from the growing knowledge that the brain is dramatically influenced by moment-to-moment and chronic changes in immunity, with implications for cognition, mental state, and behavior. Psychedelic action on both serotonin and sigma-1 receptors is proposed to lead to a cascade of immune events that may have local and systemic effects. With immune alterations undergirding conditions like autoimmunity, including brain autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis and lupus, as well as dementia, depression, PTSD, brain fog, and more, the psychedelic immune link is of major significance. One of the most important pieces of the immunity conversation, as it relates to brain health concerns, inflammation, a revved-up state of immune activation that can have major negative impacts when left unchecked. While there is some inconsistency, a growing body of research supports the idea that psychedelics may help keep inflammation in check. In cell data, classic psychedelics like DMT and LSD have been found to block inflammation, while psilocybin use led to rapid and persistent drops in inflammatory markers in healthy volunteers. What is the significance of this work? One of the biggest historical challenges to seeing psychedelics in a positive light is their association with recreational drug use and the mind-altering states that accompany their consumption. Yet unlike opioids or the far more commonly abused drug alcohol, psychedelics are generally not considered addictive, nor do they translate into even a fraction of the death, disability, and other side effect profiles. In contrast to the emerging data on psychedelics, excessive or chronic exposure to alcohol is a known risk factor for immune dysfunction and promotion of inflammation, and opioid use and withdrawal appear to induce unhealthy remodeling of the brain through neuroplasticity. While there's plenty of work that remains to better understand how and if psychedelics can be used for various medical issues, as well as their associated risks, the emerging research, especially in contrast with other mind-altering substances, suggests that psychedelics as agents of positive brain change may have more diverse value and act through different pathways than once imagined.